about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I'm looking at this article, this story from Fox News. Mental illness may have prompted Empire State Building shooting. You think? Really? where did you come up with that one? Really? So many of us, woke up this morning kind of shocked to hear that there was a shooting at Empire State Building. From what we understand, this was not a random shooting. Apparently, the shooter had been laid off and decided, unfortunately, to shoot the person who laid him off or his boss. Unfortunately, I believe 9 to 10 bystanders were shot while the police were trying to shoot the killer. So some of the people shot were shot by police. Possibly all of them were shot by police. But from what I understand, Jeffrey Johnson, 58, who had been laid off from Hazan Imports about a year ago, had shot his former boss 3 times in the head. So his boss died, he died, but all the victims shot from the gunfire, from what we understand, are alive and recovering. Crazy, crazy thing. From what I've been told, very, very strict gun laws in New York City. So, of course, the only person that had the gun was, the bad guy. Okay. I mean, I don't know if any of the bystanders, if any of them would have been caring, if they would have intervened. You know, just like what we were talking about with the Aurora shooter. Some of my listeners said, I don't understand. What about concealed carry? I would have stood up and I would have shot him. And, you know, going to the Colorado shootings, you know, in the theater, remember, he threw, I believe, tear gas. Yes, there was smoke everywhere and innocent people running around. You know, it was crazy. From what I understand, this setting was crazy, too. He comes up to his boss and shoots him. Then a construction worker starts to run after him, and he's running. So, you know, it's not as cut and dry as easy as you think. Unfortunately, though, we had 9 people caught in the crossfire. So Fox thinks, from what we understand, that there might have been some mental illness involved. Yeah, I'm not surprised. Mental illness has been coming up a little bit more and more, right? We're seeing more and more issues with people not really holding it together. The latest news going to the Aurora shooter, James Holmes, is that he actually threatened to kill people once his life was over. So James Holmes now is being quoted as having said 4 months before the massacre that he wanted to kill people. And here's the problem. Here's the problem. Okay, so here we are, Monday morning quarterback, right, going, oh, he said this, you know, we should have done something. We should have. I mean, this guy, he looks like a sicko. I'm really surprised that nobody got authorities involved to the degree they needed to before. But how many times have you heard people, oh, my gosh, I'm going to kill him? Mr. Smith, your secretary forgot to call and set up the meeting. Oh, I am going to kill her. I mean, how many times do people say that? And honestly, I'm going to just tell y'all, stop saying that, because my guess is the pendulum is going to swing where we're going to have everybody paranoid, just completely paranoid about anything you say, anything you post on Facebook. Don't post on Facebook or Twitter anything about killing anybody. Okay? Trust me on that. No privacy and you're going to get locked up. But just stop saying that. Don't say, oh, I'm going to kill somebody. Oh, I'm going to do this. This way, whoever really is planning on killing people, they'll stand out and we can identify them. But right now, everybody says, oh, I want to kill people. Oh, I want to. So apparently in March, James Holmes, the alleged Colorado shooter in Aurora, Colorado, had a conversation with a classmate at the University of Colorado, Denver, about, quote-unquote, wanting to kill people, and that he would do so when his life was over. That to me, doesn't sound like a, just kind of a simple expression. That, to me, sounds like he wants to kill people. The shooter was not identified, and the threats were not reported to the police. 2 months later, Holmes, who had been a neuroscience graduate student, of course, failed his final exam, like we talked about, and his professors were working to keep him out of their labs. He got cut off access I'm just looking at this guy. Boy, the guy's a real piece of work. So, okay, I'm not surprised that the person who decided to kill his boss at Empire State Building was a nut job as well. Here's the problem. What do we do with this information? Are we supposed to fear everybody that gets fired? I mean, look at how many people get fired day after day. How do you know someone's going to come back and try to kill you? I mean, you don't. You just don't. And when you look at what happened with this, I mean, it was planned. Of course, more details are going to come. In fact, some of you, by the time you listen to this, more details might have already surfaced. And unfortunately, you could be hearing the show delayed. For those of you listening live, I'd love to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But these are things that I don't think you could predict. I mean, people get mad. They get angry and they hate their boss. It's not fun to be someone's boss. I don't like being people's bosses. I really don't. Everyone's like, oh, I want to be the boss. No, you don't want to be the boss. You do not want to be the boss. I think back to when my life was the simplest. And I think it was the simplest when I was working in the ER or when I was waiting tables. I went in, did my job, got to leave. Yes, I had a boss, but I do well with bosses. I do well. You know, I have a radio boss. I believe he likes me. I think he does. You know, lay low. But it was just so much easier. Go and do your work and leave. I hate the idea of, you know, oh my gosh, are they worried that they got fired? Are they going to kill themselves? Are they going to kill me? Are they going to go and hurt their boyfriend or hurt their wife? Are they going to, you know, I don't like thinking about that. I don't want to think about work when I'm done. I don't. So we'll keep you guys posted as we hear more. All right. A lot of stories we need to talk about. Looks like cholesterol medicine may put people at risk for cataracts. We need to talk about that. We also need to talk about more on this tainted cantaloupe issue. I wanted to talk about an insomnia gene. Let me see if I could get a chance to discuss that a little bit later today. West Nile hitting more Coloradans. So we thought it was more limited to Arkansas and Texas and the southern U.S. We're seeing a little bit more as West Nile is hitting the Midwest. Don't go away. We are going to fit it all in. But, of course, I want to hear from you. So call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Conexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, can I speak clearly, please? Thank you for listening. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan, who is working the dials. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, my name is Borden. I'm from Tennessee. A friend of mine was cutting down a tree, and it fell on his head. And he's in ICU now, and they say he's responsive, but when he's asked a question, he answers with numbers. Could you tell me exactly what that means? Thank you very much, Doug.
Answers with numbers. I mean, the fact that he's responsive is very promising. I have never heard of somebody responding in numbers instead of letters unless they had a Broca's aphasia. We've talked about Broca's aphasia where the mind plans on saying something, but what comes out of the mouth is completely different. Remember we had a reporter, we were talking about this case about a year or two ago where she was trying to get the words out and words that didn't mean much we're coming out. Yeah, like I'm doing right now on my show. It's been a crazy day. I apologize. Hey, remember, I had a head injury a couple days ago, so cut me some slack. So sometimes what happens is you want to respond in words and words in tandem or words that have meaning and other things come out. So I would think he had some sort of an aphasia. In terms of somebody who's comatose, doesn't appear to be taking in stimuli or listening, to randomly come out with numbers, I've never seen that. I've never heard of that. But if he is trying to respond, but the only thing coming out is numbers, that isn't too shocking because it could be a type of aphasia. I hope your friend gets better. Our prayers will be with him. Please keep me posted. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's talk about this pretty quickly. Many of you are taking statin drugs. Now, statin drugs we use to lower cholesterol. Simvastatin, atorvastatin, brand names Lipitor, Crestor, Zocor. Great medications. Well, a study came out today saying it may boost your cataract risk. They said they have found an increase in cataract risk, and they think it is linked to statins. And they think the risk is worse if you're a diabetic. Now, authors caution that more research is needed before being able to definitely say there is a cause and effect. I'm not surprised because if you think about it, more and more of us are living longer. We're not getting heart attacks. And what ends up happening as we age, we get cataracts. Cataracts is where the lens starts to get clouded. We actually start cataract formation a lot of times in our 40s. But when we're in our 60s or 70s, that's when it really gets cloudy. And then many of us go through cataract surgery, we got a new lens, and it's like looking through a car window that was just washed. It's beautiful, from what I'm told. So I don't know if actually statin use will cause your cataracts to accelerate. However, we have seen diabetics have worse cataracts. And since cholesterol and diabetes is related, I wouldn't be surprised, but I'm not ready to stop prescribing at the risk of a person getting cataracts. I'd rather you be alive, not having a heart attack and getting your cataract surgery, than having beautiful clear lenses, which you won't have anyway as you age, and not being on the cholesterol medication. So it's interesting. What they did is they looked at the link between statins and eye health. They looked at 6,400 cataract patients who were treated at the University of Waterloo between 2007 and 2008. Of those patients, more than 450 had type 2 diabetes. After accounting for factors like gender and cigarette use and high blood pressure, they said that statin use was associated with a 57% increase in developing cataracts. That's pretty big. They also found that if you were taking these cholesterol medications, the cataracts were more likely to develop at a younger age. So, is it the diabetes? Is it the fact that you have diabetes and cholesterol? Is it the medication? I think they need to do more of a study. But what do we take home from this? If you have high cholesterol, if you have diabetes, or if you don't have either, get your eyes checked. Get your eyes looked at. I think many car accidents that happen in the elderly population, one is due to loss of hearing, but the other is cataracts. I mean, how could you look out of a dirty window? Now, I know you compensate for it, and you get used to it, but, you know, when my patients say, I cannot believe I was driving like this, you know it's a big deal. And it's, you know, even your family doctor could see if you have cataracts. It's very easy. Now, to determine the amount of cataracts, of course, you need your ophthalmologist. But next time you see your family doctor, have them stand back with an ophthalmoscope. Have the focus on it just right, where they look right through the eye at the lens. A lot of times you can see the cataract very easily. And so my recommendation would be to get that checked out. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hello? Oh, wait a second.
Hey, my name is Robert, and I'm calling about the neuropathy.
Mm-hmm.
A year ago, I was actually struck and killed by lightning, brought back to life 46 minutes later.
No.
And I suffer from neuropathy. And I'm wondering if there is something that I can do for that. My phone number is 989-370.
No, don't leave your number. I wish he was live. I want to talk to him. Oh, my gosh. Okay, maybe we'll try to call him later. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you were brought back to life. If you're listening, call in 1-877-DOC-DALI. But you have neuropathy as a result of lightning strike. Yeah, absolutely. You know, many people ask, what happens when you get struck by lightning and you live? Well, one, it could disrupt the electrical system of the heart, but another thing that could happen is you end up with neuropathy and chronic pain syndrome. Any of my neuropathy patients, as a family doctor, of course, if you didn't have the history of being struck by lightning, right, I'd make sure you weren't diabetic, because diabetics have neuropathy or pain in their feet, pain in their limbs, pain in their legs, etc. We would check thyroid and vitamin B and a variety of other blood work. But, you know, knowing that you had that history of lightning, I would first and foremost get a neurologist involved. After he does all the testing, make sure there's no issues with autoimmune issues or alcohol or infections, etc., just to make sure there's nothing else making it worse. He's going to have to do some sort of treatment. Living with neuropathy is probably one of the worst conditions I've seen people live with. It's just you can't walk, you can't sit, you can't get comfortable because it's nerve pain. You know, one way to tell if you have nerve pain versus muscular pain is muscular pain, you can at least rub the muscle and try to do something. With nerve pain, it's too deep. You can't rub your neuropathy away. Unfortunately, though, many people turn to pain medicines, and they could very easily become addicted to pain medicines. Now, what would a neurologist do? Well, one is to diagnose it properly and make sure that's what it is. Sometimes your neuropathy could be a result of a bulging disc. You know, would like to know if there's something else involved, as well as the traditional workup with thyroid and blood sugar, diabetes, autoimmune diseases, etc. But they may try gabapentin, Neurontin, Topamax. Lyrica is one of the new medications that we use. They're kind of in the anti-seizure family, but we found them to be extremely effective for neuropathy. Older medicines like Tegretol have been used, Dilantin. These medicines used to, again, treat seizures, but we found that they can help with nerve pain. One of my favorite medications to use is the lidocaine patch. I don't know if many of you have used Lidoderm. Have you seen these patches? The doctor gives you a patch. You put it on for 12 hours, take it off for 12 hours, put it back on, put a new one on. And it's lidocaine, so it's not a controlled substance. You won't get a DUI. You shouldn't get addicted to it. Lidocaine is what they use in this patch is the same component that we see when we are injected for procedures, lidocaine. We use it for procedures all the time. So it's a topical anesthetic. And these lidocaine patches, I know they aren't supposed to go that deep, but my patients with neuropathy love them. In fact, when I have patients that suffer from shingles and, you know, get the neuropathic pain where the vesicles were, even after the vesicles dry up and they go away, when you have shingles, the neuropathic pain can still sit. And sometimes you can be affected with that for years. So I give my patients who have shingles these Lidoderm patches. And I tell them you can cut them up into different shapes, whatever you need to do, so you make that patch last. Because the patch comes, what, I think 4x3, 5, no. Patch comes about 5x3, something like that. And they could still be pretty expensive. They don't come generic. So I'm a huge fan of lidocaine patches. Sometimes your doctor will recommend certain antidepressant medications like the tricyclics. Cymbalta is a serotonin norepinephrine reuptake inhibitor that does help with neuropathic pain. That's a good one. Sometimes we use capsaicin cream, but you need to get a neurologist involved. Oh my gosh, living through a lightning strike. God bless you. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, in hopes of making healthcare as cheap as possible, researchers are looking at pig parasites to help treat disorders. Pig parasite may help treat autoimmune disorders like Crohn's, rheumatoid arthritis. Honestly, they have to come up with something because from what we understand, rheumatoid arthritis treatments and Crohn's, pretty expensive. So why don't we just get some parasites out of pig? They say a team at Coronado Biosciences is developing what it hopes will be the first in a new class of treatments for autoimmune disorders. Well, they're the only ones hoping for it. Each dose of the drug consists of thousands of microscopic parasite eggs culled from pig feces, suspended in a tablespoon of saline solution to be, get this, swallowed. They say in a pig, the eggs would grow into mature whipworms and reproduce without harming their host. In humans, the same eggs barely survive 2 weeks, yet in that short period, they appear to modulate a patient's immune system and prevent it from attacking the body's own tissues and organs. Would you take a teaspoon of pig feces with parasite eggs in a tablespoon of saline solution. You know, spoonful of sugar, make some medicine, go down. Okay, this would be a spoonful of saline. Get those parasite eggs and feces down your gullet. Would you try that? The company is preparing to enroll 220 patients with Crohn's disease in a mid-stage clinical trial. Participants will receive either a dose with 7,500 eggs from a pig whipworm or a placebo once every 2 weeks. I'll take the placebo, please. Placebo, please. German drug maker Dr. Fock Pharma GmbH is conducting a mid-stage trial of the drug. Okay, this isn't really new. Okay, remember about a year ago there was a woman who had an inflammatory bowel disease. Everything was tried. Everything was exhausted. And then they decided to transplant her husband's feces into her intestine. And lo and behold, it worked. I would rather digest my husband's feces than pig feces. But how they did it with the wife was they injected it rectally. Please put me to sleep, though, so I don't have to think about what's going on. I don't really think there's going to be a lot of demand for this one. Yes, rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's disease, there's a lot of autoimmune disorders that need to be treated. I just don't think we are ready to throw in the towel with pending Obamacare and eat pig feces. But thank you for trying. I'll go for the regular rheumatoid arthritis and Crohn's medication as it stands. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Dr. Dalli. It's Curtis Robinson. I'm a truck driver, and I have Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Mm.
And I was just wanting to know if you could talk about that a little bit. Thank you.
No, thank you. All right, so Guillain-Barré, I'm sorry you have that. We had discussed Guillain-Barré when we were talking about the swine flu and the vaccine and how there were some cases reported in the 70s of people after they received the swine flu vaccine would get Guillain-Barré. It's also an autoimmune disorder. You may have to take pig feces for this. From what it looks like, that appears to be the forefront of medical research now. But it's basically where your body attacks your nerves. So your immune system decides to attack the nerves. We don't know why it happens in the issue or the case with vaccine, whether it was the flu vaccine or the swine flu vaccine, where we see rare cases of Guillain-Barré. We think what happens is the vaccine enters your system, induces your immune system, and not only does your immune system make antibodies against the flu, it decides to just start fighting parts of your body. And in Guillain-Barré, you appear to fight your nerves. So symptoms will be tingling, weakness, loss of upper body strength. Sometimes you'll get prickling pins and needles. Sometimes the nerves of your bladder will be affected, so you'll have issues with your bladder. It could also affect your colon, so you could have some incontinence of your feces or urine, difficulty with vision, speaking, chewing, swallowing. Unfortunately, sometimes it gets so severe that it could affect breathing. We had a good friend of ours, after he received the flu vaccine, came down with Guillain-Barré, was on a respirator. Luckily, it resolved. They treated him in the hospital. I believe they used IVIG, to block the antibodies. And all he has now is a residual foot drop, where he doesn't need a cane or anything, but as he walks, he has a foot drop. And he still gets the flu vaccine, but he does the nasal mist, the flu mist, where he gets the live vaccine through the I think he does. I thought you aren't supposed to get the flu vaccine when you've had any issue with Guillain-Barré or any type of a reaction such as that. But from what I understand, he's been taking the flu mist. So, if you have Guillain-Barré and it's out of the acute stages, many people recover. I can't tell you how many of my patients came down with Guillain-Barré for a variety of reasons and did fine. No neurological deficits. Of course, we still have the neurologist, involved. And yes, there's certain therapies you could do to try to strengthen the limbs and try to regain that nerve function. But for some people, it's severe where you will have levels of or areas of paralysis or areas of weakness that don't get better. Pretty serious stuff. But good topic, and thank you for calling in. But please keep me posted. I'd like to talk to you. Many of you, unfortunately, don't listen to the show live, so you call in on our answer line, which is great because I love your questions. I love being able to answer them. Anytime you want to call when we're live, please do 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We are going to be changing our live hours. Currently, we are 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. After September 10th, we're going to be 9 a.m. to noon. Of course, your affiliates, XM, are still going to play the show when you currently hear it, but we may be picking up hopefully some more daytime affiliates. And if you're listening online on demand, we have an on-demand button on my website. You could call in then because we're live. And then, of course, you could hear yourself being played later on. And if you don't want to be on air, that's fine, too. You can email me at drdahlia.com. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Well, many of you have been just scratching your head trying to figure out who caused the syphilis concern in Los Angeles that had paralyzed the porn industry. Well, apparently he has come forward as Mr. Marcus. Mr. Marcus, I'm looking at him now. I can't tell he's a porn star. You expect porn stars to be kind of, he's just in a t-shirt. Well, he's in a t-shirt with two women committing porn on the t-shirt, so I guess you could tell he's a porn star. Anyway, he is an 18-year veteran of the industry. He didn't think he did anything wrong. He said he had contracted syphilis, doctored up his test results just before the STD scare. He goes by the name Mr. Marcus. All right, and he has come forward. I don't know when the porn industry is going to resume. I don't watch porn. That really doesn't affect me. I know some of you are probably, you know, waiting by the computer. I understand that. But right now, from what I understand, no. Still on hold until they could test everybody for syphilis. How do you know you have syphilis? Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you have no idea that you have syphilis. Sometimes you get achy. Sometimes you get rashes. Sometimes you could get little canker sore, shakers, we call them. But a lot of times, you just don't know. And by the way, if you don't know and you're wondering, it means you've probably had unprotected sex. And if any of you have had unprotected sex, go get your STDs tested. And not just HIV. Ask them to test you for syphilis. Ask them to test you for herpes. Ask them to test you for hepatitis. And, of course, gonorrhea and chlamydia. Now, we've talked about the STDs and the different symptoms of each. Gonorrhea, chlamydia, many times you have burning when you urinate. Urethral discharge, just what you want to hear when you're eating. I understand. Sometimes you don't know. Herpes, painful vesicles, sometimes you don't know. Just talked about syphilis, HIV, many times you don't know. Sometimes you have a variety of illnesses associated with AIDS. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZ Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZ Armor costs, and I installed EZ Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget, we are booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. If you are thinking about what you want to do next summer and are always the person that is too late to book the cruise because it fill up so quickly, don't do that. We got the cruise coming up. We have a nice block of rooms set up. A lot of good things planned. A lot of fun stuff planned. Come to Alaska with us. It is going to be a phenomenal trip. Of course, I'm going to be there. I love coastal Alaska. And I don't get seasick because it's a real calm water going up the inside passage. So you don't have to go and try to access your doctor in case Obamacare goes into full effect. Well, it won't go into full effect next year, but it's still, you know, okay. Of course, I have to throw Obamacare into it. Of course, I'm going to throw Obamacare into it. I just spoke at the 60-plus group in Nevada. Great group of seniors, 60-plus. They could be right or left. These are seniors who are really worried about what's happening to healthcare and what's happening to the world. Fortunately, many of them are on the right, because they aren't happy about how things have been going. I think things are getting worse. So I just spoke with that great group, 60-plus Nevada, Love these guys. It's a shame, though. You know, you saw a lot of people concerned, a lot of people scared. So I apologize if I added to the mayhem by making you feel you wouldn't be able to get your scopolamine patch or your motion sickness medicine before the Dr. Dahlia Cruz next May. You're right. I cannot predict that Obamacare would prevent you from getting motion sickness medicine. I can only surmise that it's going to be one of the things that isn't mandated, so insurance companies won't pay. So book it. I don't know if it lasts, if you get it early. I don't know. Check the expiration date. Oh, by the way, that's another thing. When you guys get your medications, okay, many of us, we get our medications, you know, by prescription, and whenever it expires is when the pharmacy tells us it's going to expire. But, you know, if you notice that the expiration date is shorter than you want it to be, ask them to pick a lot that has a longer expiration date. Because I know many of you hold on to your medications. I'm not talking about your daily heart medications or your daily cholesterol medications, which you should be taking it every day, if we tend to take them every day. But I know some of you, you'll have, you know, some sleeping medications or pain medications. Just look at the code date on it, all right? And if it looks like it's kind of coming up soon, coming up short, right? Ask the pharmacist to switch and use a different lot that has a farther expiration date. Why not? Makes the stuff last. These are just little tricks. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Later, when you're on Facebook and you're fooling around on Facebook and you're doing your status update and uploading your photos, don't forget to find Dr. Dahlia's show. Find me. Connect with me. It's great to see your face. Great to see your responses to certain news articles. It's just nice to know who I'm talking to out there. Thank you all for the guestbook posts. I love reading those. It's, again, enlightening to hear your feedback. So please, when you go to my website, sign in, guestbook. Also, we have our Twitter. For those of you that are pretty Twitter savvy, follow the news on Twitter. Please definitely go ahead, follow me there as well. All right. Yeah, we got Donovan working tonight. I know. Look how smooth everything's going. It's great. All the guys are smooth. Honestly, everybody I get to work with at GCN is great. It's like raining men, hallelujah. It's raining men, hallelujah. Okay. Now, let's go on to the sad case, sad story here. Jerry Nelson, who did the voice of the Count on Sesame Street, has died. Also, he did Harry Monster. None of us really got Harry Monster. We were all into Cookie Monster and Grover. But we did like the Count, right? You go 1, 2, 3, right? And then the Batty Bat song, remember? Count with me doing the Batty Bat. Remember the Batty Bat song? Batty, Batty, Bat, Batty, Bat. No, Count. No, you don't like the Count? Okay, anyway, puppeteer Jerry Nelson, famous for voicing numerous Muppet characters as Count Von Count, died in his Cape Cod, Massachusetts home. He was 78 years old. From what I understand, he was, I believe, a contributor to every single project produced by the late Muppet master Jim Henson. Nelson retired from puppetry in 2004. Every now and then I get an email asking me if Ernie and Bert are gay. Didn't we put that to rest? I didn't think they were. And I know many people think Sesame Street has, interlaid some themes in there that they might have been gay. No, I don't think they were gay. They slept in separate beds. I don't think a gay person would dress as poorly as Bert. Every gay person I know and friend of mine, right, they really know how to dress. Bert wore that ugly shirt for 4 decades, 5 decades even. So no. No, I do not think they were gay. I do think Cookie Monster turned diabetic. I do believe that. If you notice, you never see his feet. So we're very concerned about that. I thought Oscar might have had an ascending cholangitis or a biliary tree issue because he was kind of green, more bilious than you would expect. Big Bird. Big Bird and Bert, I couldn't tell who had hepatitis. Because they were very yellow. Sometimes the yellow was a stronger yellow, meaning they were more icteric from the hepatitis. I believe Ernie had too much, carotene in his system. And that's why he was orange. Now, I used to have a crush on Bob. Yeah, that's one of my trivia questions. Whenever we do the trivia Dr. Dahlia pop quiz, I had a crush on Bob in Sesame Street. No, not Mr. Hooper. Mr. Hooper wasn't my style. Now, what wasn't my style? Dave, who ran Mr. Hooper's store, I thought was very cute. I had a crush on him, but I really had a crush on Bob. Now, Luis. Luis, muy, muy guapo. See, but he was married to Maria. Hands off. Bob was single. Yeah, so I like Bob. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so they say if you can't sleep, you could have inherited an insomnia gene. They're finding genes for everything. Okay, they have identified a group of people born without the quote-unquote comfort genes needed for sleep. This means they are unable to feel warmth and relaxation, which sends an average person off to sleep within 15 minutes. Instead, they always are on, having this state of mental alertness. So they have very difficulty staying in a nice deep sleep. There are other so-called insomnia genes, Daily Mail reports. Some cause repeated periods of wakefulness in the small hours of the night or at the slightest disturbance or drive an affected person to leap out of bed. I'm not surprised. You know, some of us that are insomniacs, they'll say we've always been this way. I never had a good night's sleep. I could never sleep more than 4 or 5 hours. It makes sense. You know, if your mom and dad didn't sleep well, you would have that issue. They have not named the genes from what I could tell. But they do think that 40% of the population is affected from this, and they believe many will manifest it by the age of 60. All right, so what do? Do you pop pills? No. I really wish we all had more access to therapists. I think these therapists that teach you sleep therapy or a variety of things, marriage therapy, sex therapy, etc., can you imagine how much less pharmaceuticals we would use if we were able to have therapy? And it's not just for people that have a psychiatric disease or a psychiatric diagnosis. We all could benefit from therapy. Imagine how healthy you could be where you come home from your day, you have a horrible day, and you could just lay it all out on the table to somebody who's not going to say, all right, I don't want to hear it. I need you to help me with the kids. I need you to do this. I got to take a hot shower. I haven't showered. And your mother keeps calling me. Go deal with your mother because I don't want to touch your mother anymore. Imagine if you didn't have to just spew it out to your spouse, where you could just spew it out to a therapist who goes, now you want to know what? You overreacted here, but you underreacted here. I think that feeling is appropriate. I validate this. I don't validate this. This is what I think you should do. I think we would all benefit from therapy. I do. And I've told you all many times, the reason why I'm on the radio, well, not the reason I'm on the radio. I love being on the radio. But one advantage is the therapy. It's very therapeutic to talk to you. You know, when the cat ran across my face and slashed my eyebrow open, I was in tears because I thought nobody would ever want to see me on TV again. And you all just sitting there being such good listeners made me feel better. I know some of you shut off the radio, but I'm assuming most of you kept the radio on because I saw your emails. So you see, thank you for being my therapist. Okay, we got a couple hours left. Please stay tuned. If not, have a great rest of the way home. Bye.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.